Thank you, members. The Committee on Ethics and Elections will now come to order. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Chair Baxley.
Here.
Vice Chair Brannon.
Here.
Senator Diaz.
Here.
Senator Pasademo.
Here.
Senator Powell.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Stargell.
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Okay, please silence electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak to the committee, please complete an appearance form and give to our administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. If you'll look to your book, tabs 1 through 19 is a lot of the homework our staff has done to prepare. Senators, as we get started this afternoon, we have four appointees that are on the list whose files are incomplete that we will not be hearing. We will temporarily postpone consideration of those appointees to afford a little more time for staff to complete those files. The four that I'm speaking of is Matthew Caldwell, not to be confused with former representative. Tab 4, Tab 7, Karen Hill, Tab 9, Ryan Petty, Tab 12, Sandra Einhorn. So without objection, those will be temporarily postponed, those four. We will have one more meeting. I'm not sure exactly when, but we're not through yet. Okay, the one other consideration to match with your agenda is Dr. Scott Rifke's appointed by the governor to serve as state surgeon general, listed under tab 11. He was invited to appear. He is here with us. Thank you, Dr. Rifke. And he will be taken up separately. So without further delay, unless a senator requests a separate vote, I think we do have one now, a request. Do you have a motion, Senator Powell, that you would like to take up separately?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'd like to have number 17 pulled to take up separately.
Okay. All right, so we'll also take a separate vote on that after we vote the aggregate list. Okay, any appearance forms on taking up these? Okay. We have, this is the group now that we're fixing to vote on. Dave Eriks. Any others? Wave in support. Thank you. Thank you for Mr. Bergeron. Thank you very much. We will enter that to the record and is there any debate on the list? Okay. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Senator Powell moves that we vote the list, recommend for confirmation the entire list with those adjustments. Okay. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Senator Diaz. Senator Pasademo,
yes.
Senator Powell,
yes.
Senator Rodriguez,
yes.
Senator Stargell,
yes.
Senator Brannon,
yes.
Chair Baxley.
Yes. Okay, by your... Okay, by your vote, confirmation of appointees tabs 1 through 19, except for... Tab 17, is that right? Okay, and so it is reported favorably that they are recommended for a Senate confirmation. We will now move to tab 17. We will now take up Ronald House, Governing Board of St. John's Water Management District. Do I have a motion that we confirm him?
So moved.
Thank you. We have a motion. And would you please call the roll? Did you want some discussion? Or did you just want to vote? Okay. Any questions? Okay. Any discussion? Then let's vote. Please take the vote.
Senator Diaz?
Yes.
Senator Pasadena?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
No.
Senator Rodriguez?
No.
Senator Sturgill?
No.
Senator Brannon?
No.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. So by your vote, he will also be recommended for confirmation. We'll now move to tab 11, Dr. Scott Rifkes. Dr. Rifkes, would you please come forward and please raise your right hand? And we will swear you in. Thank you for joining us. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dr. Rifkes, you're recognized if you want to say a few words to the committee, and then we'll open for questions for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I am Scott Rifke, State Surgeon General. It is an honor to appear before this committee and the public of Florida. I am very appreciative of support of the Senate and House and of Lieutenant Governor Nunes and Governor DeSantis. I am in this position for 8 months, and I am incredibly proud of the dynamic team that we have built and the achievements that we have made. I would like to highlight a few of these accomplishments. So faced with a looming hepatitis A outbreak, and on August 1st, 2019, we declared a public health emergency. And I'm happy to report that the number of cases we are now seeing is less than 35% of our peak levels. And in some areas of the state that were particularly affected, we are now nearing pre-outbreak levels. We are also focusing on important issues related to HIV. We have medications and preventative therapies in place that are going to allow us to be able to end the epidemic. We are working on important issues of mental health and suicide. Of last year, more than 3,000 Floridians died by suicide. I'm very proud to be working with partner agencies and also want to recognize First Lady DeSantis for leading efforts in these areas. We are also working on issues related to opioids. Last year, more than 3,500 Floridians died by opioid overdoses, and more than 15,000 had non-fatal overdoses. Being recent recipients of a CDC grant for ending this problem, we are instituting new surveillance and preventative strategies. We are also implementing new measures to address infant and maternal mortality. There are evidence-based platforms out there and programs that can be placed by hospitals and birthing centers to be able to make a difference. We are also focusing on issues related to Alzheimer's disease, especially proud to be working with the Department of Elder Affairs in this regard. There also are conditions that disproportionately affect minorities. Diabetes, heart disease, certain forms of cancer. We will be implementing programs in these areas as well. Also, I emphasize that our county health departments play a very important role in the state. And last year, it helped provide care to more than a million Floridians. And we'll continue to ensure that this care is strong. I also want to focus on the fact that our world changed 2 months ago. This happened with the appearance of a very new and serious virus that has sickened more than 50,000 individuals and has claimed the lives of more than 1,500 people. And we're referring to is the new virus referred to as COVID-19. Since this outbreak began, the Department of Health has been fully engaged in efforts to prepare for and contain this virus. These efforts have literally involved hundreds of individuals within the Department of Health. We do not have any cases of COVID-19 in Florida, but if there are, we will be prepared to contain this infection and keep Florida safe. and also importantly, help the individuals who are sickened. Per the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the potential for a public health threat posed by this virus is high. But right now, the immediate risk to America is viewed as low. It is important to note that this virus is not spreading in the community in the United States at the present time. But this is a rapidly evolving and changing situation, and I refer individuals to the Department of Health website where we have the latest information and links to the CDC. As you see with the issues that we are addressing, public health involves directing teams of personnel to address complicated situations, some old and some new. I am always immediately available as State Surgeon General to serve in this capacity. I also wish to note that I am one person and very much wish to recognize the nearly 12,000 employees in the Department of Health with incredible expertise and dedication. And I thank them all for what they do. Public health involves the ability to identify and engage local and national experts to solve problems. As a pediatrician and a pediatric endocrinologist, I can speak to some of the health needs of the 6 million children and adolescents in our state. But I can also speak to and address the needs of adults in our state. This involves building teams with diverse expertise and engagement at many different levels to solve problems. I have longstanding engagement with the National Institutes of Health and the Food and Drug Administration, and currently am working closely with the CDC. Throughout my career, I have continuously tackled new problems that were outside of my specific area of training to bring forth solutions. This is what I am trained to do, and will be doing so with the same rigor and zeal to apply to public health in our state. Florida is a very special state of growth, prosperity, and opportunity of more than 21 million residents, and nearly 1,000 people a day are moving here. We have a special duty, a special mission, and a special obligation to our fellow Floridians that we will fulfill. I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I thank you for the special opportunity to serve our great state.
Thank you, Dr. Rifkis. I also want to personally thank you for your responsiveness previous weekend. I think there was some discussion in early committee about your access on weekends. He's available on weekends. This was regarding some constituents of our area who were trapped in the quarantine of a ship in Japan, and immediately your response to communicate with your contacts at the Center for Disease Control and to get back to me with some responses about where we were in our preparation and rescue of some of these folks trying to find a way that they could get to a better place instead of reinfecting each other on the ship. So I really appreciate that. And are there any other members with questions for Dr. Rifkis? Any questions? Seeing no questions, are there any appearance forms? Drew Heffley, Florida Medical Association. Wave in support. Mike Cusick, Florida Association of Children's Hospital. Thank you, sir. Stephen Nguyen, Osteopathic Medical Association. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. My name is Steve Nguyen. I'm with the Florida Osteopathic Medical Association. The Florida Osteopathic Medical Association rises today in support of Dr. Rifkis' confirmation as Surgeon General of the state of Florida. Since his appointment by Governor DeSantis, Surgeon General Rifkis's commitment to health care and the quality of health care to the citizens of Florida has been apparent in carrying out his duties. When dangerous weather threatened to knock out electronic physician systems throughout the state, Dr. Rifkis was right there, let us know what we needed to do for our physician population. His decisive and quick determinations helped us give precautionary measures to our physicians throughout the state. When it became apparent that hepatitis A was becoming a statewide crisis, it was 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, I got a call from Dr. Rifkes, and the FOMA got on it right away. He again acts quickly. He shows strong leadership. I wanted to show you a few things that we've been working on with the department. It's not just Dr. Rifkes, but his team, his very, very impressive team, qualified team. When it came to hepatitis A, the next morning, every single osteopathic physician got a memo about hepatitis A. When it came to hepatitis A vaccinations, the next morning, all the 10,000 licensed osteopathic physicians in Florida got that information. When it came to the Surgeon General and giving us information on Hurricane Dorian, an emergency medical situation, all of our physicians were warned the very next morning. And when it came to the coronavirus, all the information that Dr. Rifkes wanted out was out the very next morning. This is working on weekends, late at night, so he has always been available. And not only that, but on Wednesdays, he's created with his team a coronavirus outbreak update. Every Wednesday at 2 o'clock, there's a call-in number for physicians and others that are interested in making sure they stay on top of this terrible, terrible virus. We especially commend Dr. Rifkes for his steadfast leadership, his staunch support of vaccinations to combat the devastating illnesses and prevent certain situations that are preventable through vaccines. With him at the helm of the Department of Health, the Florida Osteopathic Medical Association, and our physicians feel very comfortable that Florida is in good hands. So we would encourage this committee to support Dr. Rifkes' confirmation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Ron Watson now for the Florida Chiropractic Physician Association. Weighs in support. Also, Ron Watson for the Florida Renal Association, another wave in support, and for the Midwife Association of Florida, Ron Watson. There you go. We want to give you plenty of mileage. Any other public comment? I think so. Okay, is there a motion to recommend confirmation? All right, Senator Rodriguez moves that we confirm Dr. Rifkes as State Surgeon General, listed under 11. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Senator Diaz?
Yes.
Senator Pasadena?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, confirmation of Dr. Rifkes as State Surgeon General is recommended favorably. Senator miss any of those votes? There were a few, but make sure we got a chance if anybody missed. Okay. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Powell moves we adjourn.
Second.